Winter is here, and it's time to get your sissy things on, girls. This blog was inspired by a question I posted on our Enchantrix Empire Facebook page, and one of the fans' answers hit a spark in me, so I thought all the sissy girls should hear it. Here's the question. Does a change in weather getting colder make you horny? The answer was yes, because that is when I can get away with being more feminine. It was the perfect answer, if you ask me. So here are some things for those of you who can't always be femme to do during the colder winter months. Let's start off with shaving, girls. You can get away with shaving in the winter simply because you're always covered up, and there is no risk of someone noticing you have silky, smooth legs. You can also shave your chest and underarms. There's no way you'll be wearing a tank top or going topless during the frigid winter, so might as well shave all over and be silky, smooth, and feminine. Ooh, and you get to paint your toes, too. Since in the winter you are nearly always in socks and shoes, this is the perfect time to paint those sissy toes of yours a nice, vibrant, sexy color like red or hot pink. There is very little chance you will be barefoot in front of others or in flip-flops, so let your sissy flag fly. Oh, and here's the best part. Sexy bras and women's clothing. You can also get away with wearing a bra during the winter, because under the layers of clothes you have on, the chance of anyone noticing you have on a pretty sissy bra are slim to none. You may also be able to wear things like tights and women's leggings under your jeans. We all know layers is the key to staying warm, and why not make your layers feminine, sexy, girly things? So there you have it, girls. More ways to bring feminization into those cold winter months. Oh, and please feel free to leave a comment and share some of your winter feminization tips. This is Empress Constance from IntelligentFemdom.com.